you know.
Hi, Samuel. How are you? Doing good?
Oh, I'm doing well. Yes,
awesome.
How about you?
I'm blessed. You know, we're halfway through the week, so that's a good sign, right? Closer to Friday?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm ready for the weekend. I just realized Thanksgiving's around the corner, so I better get that turkey this weekend.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Because you
got
to thaw it out a couple of days. But
yep, that's right.
You know, Samuel, thank you for asking. That was very kind of you. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I take care of the pricing and details for your particular area. And I know that
okay.
You were talking here with Andrew, and he does such a great job, you know, really explaining the basics of the program. And so he
mm-hmm.
was asking if I could give you more of a reasonable rate, but I want to make sure that, you know, I'm able to offer you something that's going to be beneficial for your company. I believe that that's going to be the most important, right? And I know that the cost
yeah.
is going to be a factor because you just started, what, 2 months ago? Am I correct?
That's right.
Congratulations.
That's right.
That is exciting. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you mind if I ask you, Samuel, what is your specialty? What do you specialize in most?
Our specialty is high-end landscaping,
okay.
landscape maintenance, new landscaping, landscape maintenance and mulching and trimming, and
okay.
outdoor living spaces such as outdoor kitchens, patios, fire pit areas.
Wow.
Retaining walls, sidewalks.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So a lot of, yeah, what I would consider the landscape construction side of it, although you do the maintenance side too, but you're hitting more of the higher end.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so he had also mentioned that you do have a website?
Yes.
Oh, okay. If I could find it, the only thing that was coming up for me was the, what is this, Angie's List.
Oh, I'm with them as well, but what did you search for?
Well, I searched for your phone number. What do you have it listed under?
The domain name is?
Yes.
Is Noble, that's N as in Nancy, O, B as in boy, L, E, that's Noble,
uh-huh.
Landscapes,
uh-huh.
LLC.com.
Okay, so the company name itself is Noble Landscapes, right? Oh,
that's
wow.
correct.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful website. Did you do this yourself?
I had a web designer do it.
They did a great job. Really
Thank
great
you.
Job. Yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh. So pretty. Okay, so Noble Landscapes LLC. How come this Angie's List has you down as Samuel F. I don't want to mess up your last name. Baylor?
Beiler.
Is that a, Beiler. I almost had it.
Beiler. They have me down as just my personal name because during the winter...
Uh-huh.
We are looking for, like, we're looking for, you know, outdoor living jobs during the winter as well, but we also look for home remodel projects. And they thought that it would be a little funny to put my landscaping name up for, you know, interior remodeling, so they just went with my personal name.
Okay, that makes sense now. That's why. Okay, that makes sense. Now I understand why they did that. So in the winter, I mean, you still do some outdoor. However, you kind of switch gears a little bit, right? Because I noticed that
That's
they have
exactly
you like
right.
listed for drywall, interior painting, other stuff like that. Well,
That's
I'll
exactly
tell you
right.
this, with Google, we would still list you as your Noble Landscaping or your Noble Landscapes
mm-hmm.
LLC. However, the difference with Google is that you can use multiple what we call keywords as long as they're the services that you offer, especially when we know, you know, Google's well aware that when seasons change, so do the services, right? Because you're not doing so much work outside, weather permitting, right?
Yes.
Do you ever do any type of tree removal as well? Snow removal, I notice, is also listed.
We do, yeah. Snow removal, tree removal. Well, medium to smaller tree removal.
Okay. Okay.
Land clearing.
Okay. Would you
brush clearing, whatever.
That are done even during the winter? Well, I mean, of course, with weather permitting, but even especially with the winter prep and the snow removal. That's definitely like something. Okay. So the Angie's List, is that something fairly new or was that earlier on?
We just started that like a week ago.
Oh, wow. Are you doing their pay per lead program or are you paying like a monthly fee?
Well, I have the, I am doing the opportunity leads and also, and also the yearly subscription.
Okay. Okay. I think their yearly subscription is something like $288, I think, or something like that. And then you pay per lead.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. How do you like that? Or do you prefer like that the clients call you directly?
I mean, I would prefer that they would call me directly.
Okay. Okay. The reason that I'm asking, Samuel, is so like how our program operates, when you're listed on that first page of Google, there are going to be calls coming directly to you. However, we do not charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program and there's no contracts. Now, because you are a very new business, I would be offering it to you at our new in business rate. Do you, by chance ever go on Facebook at all?
I have.
Okay. But it's not like a page that you set up for the business, correct? It's like maybe...
Not at this point.
Okay. No worries. I'll tell you why I'm asking. Because this particular package that I feel is a good package for you to start with, it includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. So we would have you listed on the first page of Google, right? We would maintain you on that first page. So whether they are looking for snow removal, winter prepping, drywall, if you do fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, I mean, we list you for all your services. If you're doing custom cabinets, flooring, we'll list you for all those services, okay? When they're typing in those services, looking for those particular services on Google, they're going to see you coming up as one of the top recommended options. What they're going to do is click on your phone number, and they're calling you directly. Make sense?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
So first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Yelp, so you have a profile there. We build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. So when someone does a search on Google for your services and then they go to their Facebook page, we will retarget them with your ad. So that ad, what I love about them is that we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, they're going to call you directly. I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. We make sure that your website is always attached where your business is listed so that they can see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. So whenever they're using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would still find you listed on that first page of Google. So basically the package that I'm offering you today is going to cover all of your bases. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as pricing, I'm going to bring you in at our new in business rate. It's going to bring your cost down to a monthly flat rate of $249 a month, month to month, no contracts. What that would also come with is just a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover the programming. So the initial investment to get started today would be $348, But every month after that, Samuel, you're only paying $249 a month. Again, with no contracts, whether you got 50, 100 phone calls, I mean, heck, if you landed a job for $20,000, we are not charging you a percentage.
Gotcha.
It's a flat rate. Okay.
Okay.
Now, of course, keeping in mind if they're looking even for remodels, right? If they're looking for your hardscape services, we're very specific to the services that you offer so that when they're searching up those type of services, they're on Google, you're still coming up as a top recommended
mm-hmm.
option. The beauty, I will say, of our program, Samuel, is that you're not going to need to take my word for it, okay, that it works. You're going to be able to have a customized tracking and reporting system and actually see for yourself what keywords you're listed for, like your services, right? You can see
gotcha.
How many times you came up in the search results and how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. But I do want to tell you that if you want to add keywords or you felt like running a promotion or really changing any of your content, you can do so. And that's with the team here within our company that's dedicated to your account. Of course, everything
mm-hmm.
starts with me. I mean, I'm what's considered the lead, but we assist you with all of this so that you're focusing on your jobs. I mean, I don't know. I feel like because it is a month-to-month program, Samuel, there's no contracts. I mean, I feel it's something that you would want to take advantage of today and give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Well, I think it's something that I would definitely be interested in. I would like to think over it for about a day or so, and then if you shoot me an email or something and with all your contact information, and then I would we would get back in touch sometime tomorrow and get everything set up and running.
Okay. What would be the best email for you?
Sales, S-A-L-E-S, at NobleLandscapesLLC.com.
Okay, that's the one that I thought I saw on your website. Okay. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm actually preparing an email for you right now, and it's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. What it's going to say, excuse me, in the subject part of the email, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. I'm going to notate everything that's included in this package that we just went over. My question for you is this. I know it's definitely something, you know, you want a day to think over, right? And I totally
mm-hmm.
respect that. And I'm going to say this not because I'm a pressure person, because I don't work like that, and I don't like when anyone does that to me. I like to be very, very transparent. And I appreciate you even taking the time out of your busy day to speak with us. and I still want to respect your time, too. Is there anything at all, Samuel, that you would feel, and that's whether it's initial price, monthly price, anything at all that you feel that would hold you back? And I ask this to see if there's anywhere else I could help or to make sure that I did my job.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that I do think that the price is actually reasonable.
Okay.
I didn't know if there's any way we could waive the setup fee for the, or not.
Well, and that's why I'm glad I'm asking you, because I know that you're still a very new, very, very new business. A lot of investing goes on in the first couple of years.
Cash flow is, you know,
yeah.
restricted at this
yeah.
time.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you on that. And this is why I'm asking these questions, because here's the thing. My team right now, even as you and I have been talking, they are continuing to call out on this position, because that's the difference with us and like companies like Angie's and those Thumbtacks and stuff, is because when our listings are available on Google, they're exclusive. So I'll give you an example. If you told me, Nadine, let's proceed, I have to send out a message to my team immediately to tell them, stop calling, we've already filled the position. Google gives us very strict guidelines. We're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. So I know that
okay.
They're continuing to call out. If I could get that waived, right, I'm going to ask my manager if he could waive the setup fee for me to give me the code, because I'm going to – you're coming in with your own website. We don't need to build you one, right?
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm,
I could
right.
get that setup fee waived, it's going to save you $99, which for me, that goes a long ways, even for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you would only be paying the $249 to start it and then $249 every month after that. Would you be willing to give us a shot today? I mean, if I can't get that waived?
I would.
Okay. Let me do this. I want you to disregard the first email I sent. I'm sending him right now to give me the code so I can waive your setup fee. Because we understand new businesses. It's a lot of investing that you're doing, like I said, in the first couple of years.
Yeah, because I have already have a website and everything, so it'd be
it's not like we need to build it. Yeah, it's not like we need to build it. We're just attaching your website where your business is listed. He's typing me back right now. He knows when I come to him for help on something, it's because I'm dead serious about it. Believe who I'm talking to, you know?
Gotcha.
First off, he wanted me to tell you congratulations on the new business, and he wishes you the best on that, and he just gave me the code to waive the setup fee. Awesome. I'm so glad I asked you that because, again, you know, it's, we want to be able to help you, you know, in whichever way we can. So what I'm doing right now for you is I'm resending you this email with the Google and Facebook marketing. This is the one that, disregard the first one because it shows the setup fee. This one is without the setup fee and that you're only paying the $249 month to month. And again, that's with no contracts. Okay. So that second email is the one that you want to pay attention to. Now, Samuel, I'm also sending you a second email because I want you to have an idea of how our system looks when you're tracking your results with us. So it's just giving you an example of our tracking and reporting system, okay? I am so super excited for you. I was telling him, man, you got to check out his work. It's beautiful work. And I even sent him the link to your website. I'm like, look at this website. It looks great. I'll tell you, Samuel, I see websites all the time. You know what I mean? And even new businesses that get websites built and they spend tons of money and their websites don't even look like the kind of website you have. They're like, oh, my gosh.
It's like, is that right? Well, thank you.
Yeah. I've been working with this company almost 7 years, so trust me, I've seen it all. On this phone that we're speaking on, do you also get text messages, Samuel, by chance?
No, I do not.
You don't? Okay. Do you have a phone that you do get text messages to?
Actually, no. It's going to be by phone call or by email.
Okay. No worries. I'm going to send you this email, so I'm going to let them know that your preference is either email or phone calls, right, when we communicate with you. That would be the
that
best.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to prepare you this email. This email that I'm going to send you, it's going to have our phone number. It's going to have your username and your password for your client dashboard. Okay? Now, one thing that I want to tell you is that our hours of operation is always going to be Monday through Friday, and that's 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast. Okay, keep that in mind.
Okay.
You're 3 hours ahead.
Okay.
So for you, we're always going to be here 10 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Gotcha.
Which I hear those are good hours for you guys, because especially with you working, you know?
It is. Yeah. It is, actually, yes.
So it's a lot better. So this email that I'm going to send you is going to have our 877 number, your username and password for your tracking and reporting system. And I'm going to put in here, let me go here. So that way I can send it to
you. I'm not showing any emails from you yet for some reason.
Go do me a favor. Go to your promotional or your spam. Yes. Try to go there because you've never gotten a correspondence from us. It might go there. Yeah, because I want to make sure you get everything that I'm sending you right now. Because it hasn't come back that you haven't, that it didn't deliver. Because usually, like, if something, keep your information safe. Yeah, I got that.
Okay, I'm looking under all mail.
Okay.
And I am not showing. Is it? It's not coming from Facebook, is it?
No. Nope. It'll say Google and Facebook marketing. I sent it to the sales at NobleLandscapesLLC.com. That's the one that's on your website.
Yes. No spaces, everything lowercase, S-A-L-E-S,
mm-hmm.
at N-O-B-L-E. LandscapesLLC.com.
Uh-huh. That's exactly the one that I sent it to. Do you have a different email by chance?
You can try SamuelBiler98 at Gmail.
Okay. Let me try that one. Hold on one second. Let's try this. You know what it could be?
Oh, there they come.
Oh, you got them? Oh, okay.
Now I got it.
Take a minute.
Yep.
Okay.
Now I got it.
You should have gotten three of them from me.
There should be
one that says Google and Facebook marketing, one that says client dashboard and analytics, and the other one says customer service phone number, login credentials. There should be three.
Okay.
I just sent that one.
Client dashboard, Google and Facebook marketing.
Uh-huh.
There's two of those.
The other one should be coming through soon because I just sent that one while we were talking. Give it a couple minutes.
There it is.
Got it? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Samuel, it's very, very important, and I'm going to encourage you for you to save our phone number in your contacts under local splash, two words, the 877 number. You want to save it there. Because if at any time you need to get in contact with us, you always have our phone number in your contacts.
Local splash?
Yes, sir. And it's going to be the 877.
877?
Uh-huh. 635.
635.
6225.
6225.
That is our phone.
Got it.
This way, save it, and you'll never lose it. Okay? Now, if you also see in the login credentials, I already included your username. So your username, right, it's always going to be your phone number with no dashes, just 717-844-4790. Now, your password, it's one word, all lowercase, top search is the password. Okay? And I put that there where it says customer service phone number, login credentials. I have it already in there for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Samuel, you spell your name S-A-M-U-E-L, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And last name is B as in boy, E-I-L-E-R, correct?
You got it.
And the company name should read as Noble Landscapes LLC. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, I do see an address. I don't know if this is the address that's associated with the business. Is it the 577 Noble Road, Christiana, 17509?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. By chance, is that your home address?
It is my home address, yes.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. No one needs to know where you live at.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Your home office. You go to them.
That's right.
You. So we're going to hide the address, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. perfect. And then now the next thing that we're going to go over, we're going to go over your billing. Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to be walking you through. We call it a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's because, Sam, it's for your protection. It's outlining our service agreement that the payment is $249 a month. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, so what I'll call it is a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly and can cancel at any time. If you need to cancel, I'm going to state, just make sure you call 3 business days before your bill is due so you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything you don't understand, I want you to just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just like to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Sam, I do, I'm calling you Sam for short. I apologize. Samuel, I want
to. No, that's, I'm actually used to being called Sam. That's my preference, so that's fine.
Do you prefer? Oh, then let me put Sam. I'm going to say when we communicate with you, you go by Sam. I'm glad I did that. Okay. Yeah, because I know I have a friend named Samuel, but we always call him Sam or Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Sam. I want to put a security question on your account because we want to protect it. Do you prefer that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do the city I was born in.
What city was that?
Leola, PA.
Okay. You want to spell the city for me? Leona, you said?
Leola. L-O-L-A. No, I'm sorry. L-E-O-L-A.
Okay, got it. Okay, so the reason that I put the security question is because I want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. And that's why we do that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, Sam, the card that you're going to use for the payment, is it a card that has your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Let me check.
Okay. And while you're doing
both.
So it says, what does it say, Samuel and then your last name, or is there like a middle initial?
Noble Landscapes LLC, and then it has Samuel F, which is for Fisher.
Okay.
And then Beiler. Samuel F. Beiler.
Beiler. I got to remember that. Beiler. Okay. And then same billing address as well?
Yes.
Is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then the card number whenever you're ready.
4328-9300-0004-4268.
Expiration month and year?
0827.
And the CVV code on the back?
264.
So before I process a payment, remember I'm walking you through the voice verification recording first. If there's anything you don't understand, you stop me and say, what does that mean? So we can review it and then rephrase it. Okay? Again.
Okay. And will I be receiving an invoice, I mean a statement?
You're going to get
a receipt
immediately, yes. It'll be emailed to you because we want you to save it for your tax purposes because it's a write-off.
Every month.
FYI. Every month the receipt sends you automatically. Yeah, no, that's
perfect.
That's especially, we have to do that. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, Sam? And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Noble Landscapes, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Samuel Beiler, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
To phone calls and emails, but not texting.
Not text, correct. And I have that noted as well. So whenever we communicate with you, right, we're going to call you, and then we'll follow up with an email. Sometimes we know that you might be in the middle of a job and you can't just pick up the call, okay?
I appreciate that.
And all we're going to ask from you is at least respond to us within, you know, 24 business hours, okay? But I also want you to be aware, Sam, that, you know, you might get calls from other companies, right, that are going to try to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. And this is why I say get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if at any time, okay, someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. All right?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So are you saying that that would terminate Angie Leads?
No, no, no. Let me explain it first, and I typically do anyways. We're aware you're doing Angie's Leads, right?
Yes.
We know you got your website. What we're saying is anything else that you do outside of that, like let's say you were like, hey, I'm gonna do a listing on Yelp. We would tell you don't do it. We already created one for you. So it saves you money.
Gotcha.
So we're just saying anything else that you do outside of what you're currently doing now, just give us a call so that way we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you.
I see.
Just because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's why.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Okay. So going back to that question and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 20th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, Sam, as I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment is going to be charged on December 20th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. You will then receive another receipt for that sent straight to your email, okay, as soon as the payment's processed. Now, once your term's completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, just make sure you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. And we simply part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment. In a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt, and I'm going to go over it with you. I probably only need 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. I need to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview is where you're going to talk with my technician about your keywords, the areas of target. This is where the real magic is going to happen. And we block out an hour, but it could take 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for today or tomorrow for your client interview? So that way I could take a look to see what's available on the calendar.
Yeah, we could do tomorrow around, if we did 3 o'clock for you, it'd be 6 o'clock for us.
Yeah, that's fine. I should have a 3 o'clock. Let me take a look. If 6 o'clock works for you, absolutely. I do have tomorrow between 6 and 7. Would that work best for you?
That works. That works, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I don't know if you might have like a security on your account, because they might not recognize the charge, because I got a notice from finance that says suspected fraud. I have that on my credit union bank. So like if I'm doing a charge and they don't recognize it, they'll send me, they'll typically send me a text, but they might send you an email saying, do you recognize this charge?
Gotcha.
So I don't know if you might have gotten something that's asking you that.
Okay.
I don't want to charge the card again without you looking into that first.
I'm sorry, what should I look into?
So sometimes your bank might have like something if like, for example, because I'm trying to
they're going to think it's a scammer or something.
Yes. Sometimes they might.
So I need to
you need to contact them to let them know, yes, I'm trying to make that charge. Usually the bank will send you a text, but I know you don't get text messages, so maybe they might have sent you an email. My bank will typically send me a text.
So what if I just call the bank when we get off the phone and tell them to authorize that?
Yes, we can do that. In the meantime, let's do this. I'm going to at least get you through your notes and schedule your client interview. Okay, that way we get that done.
Okay.
And then what I'll do, Samuel, get in touch with your bank. Find out, you know, what's going on. Because, like I said, I don't want to charge the card unless you call me back and say, Nadine, charge it now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So under your services, I'm putting hardscaping, landscaping. Do you do remodels too? I thought I saw that on there.
We do some interior home remodeling, yes.
Okay. I'm putting outdoor kitchen builder, interior home remodeling. What else?
Decks and patios.
Decks and
patios.
Okay. Paver patios, right?
Paver, P-A-V,
yep.
As in Victor, E-R.
Yep. That's what I got down. And then the decks, and then I put the outdoor kitchen builder, snow removal.
Sidewalks. Sidewalks.
Uh-huh.
Retaining walls.
Uh-huh.
Landscape borders.
Okay. Beautiful. And that's residential and commercial, right?
Well, we do mostly residential. Let's just kind of stick to residential for now.
Okay. No worries. Then you can make changes at any time. Okay. And the decks. That's what I was missing. Okay. Now, I put communication with you is via phone or email, and then your Facebook page. So we're going to build you the business Facebook page, and it's going to be created through your personal. Sam, no one's going to see your personal page. It's just how they're created, so that way you have the ownership and access to it. Are you under, like, your full name on Facebook? Is that how I would find you?
I don't use Facebook hardly ever, but I think it's Samuel Byler or Samuel F. Byler. Sam or Samuel F. Byler.
I'll take a look to see if I can find it. Do you even remember what the profile pic looks like?
I'm not sure if I even put a profile picture on there ever.
Okay, so let me tell you if any of these are you. I found one that lives in Holland, Pennsylvania. It says Backlog Farm.
Nope.
There's one that works at Stateland, and it's a picture of a married couple.
Nope.
This one says Lancaster Custom Interiors. There's one that lives in Drumore, Pennsylvania. Man, there's a lot.
Nope.
There's a lot of you with that same name.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There's one kind of with a tree, Lewistown. There's
nope.
Also some that, oh, I think I might have found you. There's one that lives in Leola, and it's at samuel.baylor.3.
That's not me.
Okay. I'm going to have the team keep looking. They might be able to find it. It might be helpful, like, if you even tonight just look to see what your profile picture is, because we want to make sure that we link it to the right one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do the wrong photo, okay, or the wrong, should I say, Facebook page. And your hours of operation I saw is 7 to 7 on Angie's. Is that how it should be listed?
Well, that was because of them also being a different time zone, I think. So,
okay,
well,
what do you prefer? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yep.
Good. Day of rest.
That's right.
Okay. Awesome. And what are the forms of payments that you typically take? Do you do like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash and check.
Cash and check. Okay, beautiful. So, yeah, the only thing that's left is get in touch with your bank just to make sure that's probably what, more than likely that's what happened. They just want to make
gotcha.
Sure that you do recognize that charge. When should I follow back up with you?
Let's do, can we do 1 o'clock?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I'll give you a call at 1, okay? So that way it gives you some time.
Can you give me a call or I give you a call?
I could give you a call if that works better for you.
Yeah, please.
Either way,
yep.
I'll call you at 1. When you're talking with your bank, remember the charge is only $249, and it should be coming from local splash, relevant ads. It might still have like a relevant ads attached to it, but it should be Local Splash 249, California-based
okay.
company, okay? And I'll give you a call at 1 o'clock, okay, Sam?
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you shortly. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.